know, Jenna, I always like to do something different.
Yes.
Now, we have an interview show here. Yes. There are people waiting desperately to see our guest. Our guest didn't arrive. Has there ever been an interview show without the interviewee?
I don't think so.
Well, we're setting a precedent. Our guest isn't here, but that's not going to stop us.
It's not. Cheers.
Whoever he is, we'll talk about him. And good luck. Cheers. Mm.
Guys, welcome to Cocktails with Stan. I am Jenna Bush here with the legendary Stan Lee. And our guest is coming, Donald Faison.
Yeah, Donald Faison. And maybe he'll be here, maybe he won't. But we don't let any... wait a minute. I was just getting going. I was getting started.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to come back?
If you're going to be late, have the decency to be very late.
I'm sorry. I'll be right back.
Oh, all right. Hiya, Donald.
How you doing?
See you. Donald Faison.
That's right.
I want you to meet Jenna Bush.
Hello.
I want you to meet Donald Faison.
What are we
sipping
on? Now
that you're here, I have nothing to say. If you weren't here, I could have talked about it for like 20 minutes, about how terrible it is that you're not here. And this will be the first TV interview ever without the interviewee. But now you ruined my whole bit.
I'm sorry, Stan. I'm so sorry. You know what? Why don't I step out and let your bit go?
It's too late.
All right. What are we sipping on?
Something pink.
I have no idea. Good luck.
They never tell us. No, it's just something interesting in pink.
Mm. It says cocktails with Stan, so they got to furnish the cocktail.
It's true.
Sorry it didn't say water with Stan, because it would have been a cheaper show.
And you...
they always look to cut the budget, you know. So what have you been doing lately?
I'm doing a show right now called The X's on TV Land.
Now, I know you're going to hate this if I ask you questions about the show, because the last thing you want to do is in any way promote the show.
Yeah, that is the last
thing. But even though... But even before we get started on that, what about Scrubs? You were doing that, weren't you?
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, I was a doctor for 9 years. Nine full seasons.
And I still wouldn't let you operate on me.
I don't blame you. Listen, I might break something.
On screen, you could do it.
On screen, I was a chief of surgery.
But I wouldn't let you put a Band-Aid on my finger in real life.
You might get infected.
The man looks incredibly clumsy, doesn't he? You are one clumsy-looking guy. No, that's all right. Don't spill it. Don't spill it. It's a very expensive tablecloth. All right, so we finished Scrubs. We're out of the way. You're no longer a doctor.
I'm no longer a doctor.
And you are reluctantly going to tell us about your new show.
Yeah, on my new show, I play a ladies' man. I live in an apartment with two other guys, and our divorce attorney is our landlady. Kristen Johnston, Wayne Knight, David Allen Bache, and Kelly Stables are the stars of the show, along with myself. It's a lot of fun. It's a sitcom in the old sitcom tradition, and it takes place in New York, but we shoot it in L.A.
Of course.
Everything is shot in New York. Yeah. No story ever is shot where it takes place, unless they can't avoid that somehow.
Right. Well, yeah. But luckily, we're on a studio. We're on a stage most of the time. So
but that's great. A real old-fashioned sitcom. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Oh, sure. No, what old sitcoms do you guys like? What are your favorites?
You go first.
Cosby Show.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first time I was like, wow. Black people got real jobs. and, of course, I loved Cheers and Friends. I loved Archie Bunker. I liked Barney Miller.
Old enough to know Archie Bunker.
I'm old enough.
Really?
I'm old enough. Yeah.
All in the Family, right?
All in the Family.
That was a great show.
I used to watch that,
great
too. Show. I love that show.
You read about it.
No, I watched it. I'm
this
not telling you my
like
age.
A million years ago. I barely... Well, because I'm younger than you. But sitcoms are the spice of life. They are great.
They are.
And this one with you, you're right next door to the woman who's your divorce attorney.
Yeah.
And she's also your landlord.
Or she's
the
landlady.
Landlady.
Yeah.
Everyone has two jobs these days.
Yeah. Hers is to collect rent and screw up my divorce.
Not going well then.
No, it didn't go well. We, there's something to be said about three successful men living in an apartment together. There's something to be said about that, you know what I mean?
I would rather, this is a family show, and we're not going to get into detail about the three men living together.
Stan, you went there. You totally went there.
Although I guess these days, that's perfectly in order for a family show, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So it's okay. So you can say whatever you want, as long as it makes me sound
We're all straight on the show, though.
How dull. No, well, all right, there must be something funny. So what's funny about you?
What's funny about me?
I mean, you don't strike me as that funny.
I get that a lot, actually. What's funny about me? I don't know. I'm a huge Stan Lee fan. That's kind of funny.
That's pretty funny. Oh. That's strange.
Well, you know, some of the best stories of my life were... came out of you, so
you know,
I'm
suddenly
really...
like this guy.
I was just about to say, everything's turning around
yeah,
here.
What a great guy. I like the guests we pick here.
Right,
whoever you are.
Right, the black guy from Scrubs. Black guy.
Are you the only black guy on the show?
Yeah, I was.
Boy, you do anything to stand out, won't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you gotta. Sometimes I gotta use...
You know, he used to be white, but he figured he'd get more attention. Get more attention.
No, I've been black all my life.
Well, you guys are both from New York, too.
Yeah.
So should we do a little Brooklyn versus Harlem?
A little.
I'm
what?
From Manhattan, actually.
I'm
from Harlem.
Oh, yeah. I was Queens.
Okay, Queens, mm-hmm. Brooklyn, eh?
Manhattan. Manhattan and a little bit of the Bronx.
Okay.
Because I went to DeWitt Clinton High School.
Okay.
In the Bronx.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you how stupid I am. There were many high schools in the Bronx. Among them, there was one called Evander Childs. Mm-hmm. It was a co-ed high school. There are many other high schools that were co-ed. Like a moron, I go to DeWitt Clinton before I realize it's boys only.
Wow.
4 years in a high school with no females.
You stayed the whole 4 years.
I couldn't get out of it. It was like a prison term.
That's impressive, Stan.
Yeah, so that was my life in the Bronx, in high school with no females. Then I moved back to Manhattan, tried to make up for lost time.
As you should.
Yeah, those are the stories we want to hear, Stan.
Yeah, those are the stories I want to hear.
No, those stories I cannot tell because my wife may be watching. And
although
she really doesn't watch me too often when I'm on TV. Which said, whatever you're going to say, Stan, I've heard it before. I have a very enthusiastic wife.
Right on.
Are you married?
No, I'm divorced, but I'm now in a relationship that has transformed into an engagement.
That's
I'm engaged.
Congratulations.
Nice. Yeah, great.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty cool.
Tell us about her.
She's wonderful. Her name's Casey Cobb. She's beautiful. She's really, really smart. She takes care of me in every way that I need to be taken care of, mentally, physically, emotionally. And she's going to be my wife one day.
Well, if you don't marry her, you'll have me to reckon with. Because okay. She sounds perfect.
She is perfect. She's perfect
wow.
in every way.
And you're a great guy, you know, good looking. You're well spoken. You just arrive late at interviews. Nobody is perfect.
See, you need to be a superhero.
Hey, I'm the kind of guy
you know,
starts at 10, you hear at 10.
I hear you.
Maybe I shouldn't say that because this thing may be broadcast at a totally different time.
It's true.
And they'll wonder, why am I saying 10?
Yeah.
So forget that I said 10. In fact, there's probably nobody listening anyway.
No, they're there.
They're confusing
there.
Everyone.
Stanley talks, everybody.
So what
listens.
Network are you on?
We're on TV Land.
Really?
Yeah.
They're going to hate us mentioning that, aren't they?
Yeah, they don't like it when we talk about the network.
they try to keep it quiet.
They try to, yeah. It's a really easy network to find, too, on your cable dial.
Now, on TV Land,
yeah.
On your show, which is called?
The X's.
The X's. And how do you spell it?
T-H-E.
I know how to spell the.
Oh, I thought you, okay. E-X-E-S.
And that means the ex-husbands.
Yeah.
It's a little word you people coined, which indicates... You were married once, your
right.
exes.
I am an
so
ex.
So it's not X apostrophe S. You go through the whole thing. E-X-E apostrophe, is it?
I don't think so. I
no,
think it's just an S.
What do you mean you don't think so?
Because with an apostrophe, it would mean just one. Without
with
the apostrophe. Right, without the apostrophe, it means many.
You
right?
know he's going to hire you to do publicity now.
How many times have I told you not to invite guests who are smarter than I am?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come on.
I mean,
there's no way I'm smarter.
He knows
than you.
Grammar. And I don't.
I just learned that. The fiance taught me that, actually. Like I said, she's perfect in every way.
That is great. You have a picture of her?
I you want
to
see her?
Yeah, show it to the world. And to me, mostly.
I don't have my phone on me. I'm sorry.
Oh. It's in your phone?
Yeah, I was smart enough not to bring my phone into
have
the
Have you ever noticed how the world has changed since those phones? It used to be if you were a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in the street, somebody might say, can I have your autograph?
Yeah.
You stop for a minute and give them the autograph. Now, if you're a celebrity, I'm not including myself in this, but you're walking in the street and somebody says, can I have your autograph? Give me your autograph. And then they say, do you mind if I take a picture? Well, okay. And then they take their phone and they get it all set and then they look around. Hey, fella, come here. Would you take a picture? Would you take a picture of us? And before you know it, this lousy little autograph you've given has turned into a photo session.
Yeah.
Because after the stranger takes the picture.
Now the stranger wants the picture.
The stranger wants it, and you look at it, and you're not quite satisfied. Right. Well, you know, the lighting is... Try it again. Stand over there. And it becomes a whole damn thing. Those cell phones are... Celebrities ought to get together and find a way to outlaw these cell phones.
There's no way you'd be able to outlaw a cell phone. But if you could, that would be so awesome, because that's one of the... It always turns into a... And not that I'm mad at it, but it always turns into a crowd of people. And then you always hear that one person say, well, who is that? I don't know who that is. Who is that?
That's what they say about me all the time. Who the hell is that? Who's the old guy there?
Oh, yeah, because no one knows
always.
Who you are, Stan.
But that is funny. Sometimes somebody at an airport, sometimes we're going somewhere, some kid will recognize me from somewhere, and he'll ask for an autograph. And out of the corner of my eye, I can see all the people waiting for the plane. They all do the same thing. Who's that?
They don't know.
And then they turn to the next person. Do you know who that is? No, I don't either. Who's that? Maybe the kid's the celebrity.
You know, yeah, the kid should say, that's the guy who created everything that I take you to see every weekend. That's what they should say.
It's
he suddenly
true.
Got back in my good grace.
I know.
Lousy sentence, and we're pals again.
Well, you do a ton of voice work.
I do.
So which superhero do you want to voice?
Which superhero do I want to voice? Wow. You know... I want to voice Black Panther, to be honest with you.
Oh, I can't wait for a Black Panther movie.
Yeah, that would be really awesome. I'd love to see how how you guys would do that.
Hey, forget about voicing it. How about playing in it?
Yeah.
I would love to play the Black Panther. Are you kidding me? And then I could be an Avenger too, and then be in the sequel? Wait, I'm thinking ahead of myself.
Hey, producers at Marvel, pay attention.
Yeah, pay attention. He said pay attention, so you got to pay attention.
You'd probably
now.
Be good.
I'd be all right.
You'd be all fantastic. Right.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, also, but voicing superheroes is totally different. I mean, that's the whole voice work has got to be a huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you're acting, you have someone to talk to. When you're doing voiceover work, you're consistently talking to no one. You're talking to yourself, pretty much. You're talking to a microphone. And... it's difficult. It's difficult to have the same tones and, you know, hit the right inflections. Is that right? If I said that right, I hope I said that
you
right.
You did.
Okay.
If you didn't, I wouldn't know the
okay.
difference.
Well, but, you know, that's difficult to do when there's nobody there to react to you.
I do a lot of voiceover work.
Do you?
On cartoons and so forth. And with me, it's totally different because I never know what the hell I'm talking about. So I just read the lines. And the directors, they're so anxious to get rid of me and get on with the profession. Very good, Stan. That's right. Now I'm good over. That's fine. Get to the next slide. So it's very easy. It's quick, and I like it.
How did Excelsior come up?
Excelsior?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be asking you the
I know,
tough
but
question.
I've been wondering this for such a long time.
We don't do good interviews, you know. They
I
always
know.
Get twisted around.
I know.
I don't feel very professional, but I'm going to ask
but
you.
But I want to know,
thank
too.
Because I feel I have a duty to tell you and the rest of the world.
Okay.
Not that I haven't said this 1,000 times at conventions.
Well, okay.
But you obviously have not been to the conventions.
No, I haven't been to Comic-Con. No.
Just for that,
like
I'm
that.
Not going to watch your new show.
On
what channel?
But it's on TV Land.
And what's the name of it?
The X's.
I'm not going to
watch
the
apostrophe.
At any rate, I decided one day to do this, to do something that would frustrate the competition. Marvel and DC were big competitors. Mm-hmm. And I had a column called Stan's Soapbox, and I also wrote the Bullpen Bulletins. And I would end whatever I wrote with little phrases that I made up, like, whatever you do, wherever you go, face front, or don't forget, guys, hang loose, mm-hmm. Nuff said, whatever I thought of. And little by little, I would see those expressions cropping up in a DC book.
Huh.
So I said, because I'm incredibly clever, as you can tell, I said, I'm going to find a word or an expression that they won't be able to copy because, A, they won't know what it means, and, B, they won't know how to spell it.
Mm.
So I looked around, and I lived in New York at the time, like most of my life, and I noticed that on the great seal of the state of New York, is the word Excelsior, which I looked up. It's an old English expression, which means upward and onward to greater glory. How can you do better than that?
You can't.
So I ended up ending all of the little things I wrote with Excelsior. Mm-hmm. And obviously, the competition had no idea what the word meant, mm-hmm. didn't know how to spell it. And they've left me alone. Nobody
ever since.
So I copyrighted it and I trademarked it. And I have killers running around the street. If they hear anybody say the word, they shoot them dead. I mean, I'm doing everything I can to protect that word. Excelsior. You mentioned it once. That's all you're allowed.
Okay, I won't say it again. But after Spider-Man and his amazing friends, you would say it all the time. And I, first of all, how come you can't find Spider-Man and his amazing friends anywhere? Why can't you find that anywhere?
What do you mean you can't find them?
I've looked online.
Do you mean for the comic books?
No, for the television series with him, Iceman, and Firestar.
Maybe they're not on. Maybe they're not broadcast anymore.
They're not broadcast anymore.
Well, that's why you can't find them. He's not very bright, is he?
I just remember every Saturday watching Spider-Man and his amazing friends, and that was the only cartoon where. Where the characters were doing flips and fighting. You know, at one point they fought Pac-Man, and I thought that was amazing.
Wait, I missed that episode. Somehow
the video games got out of the video game.
Ooh.
So all of the characters in the video game are now running around in the streets. And Spider-Man, Firestar, and Iceman go to battle with these guys. And it was so amazing. And Spider-Man, there's one where Spider-Man's running from Pac-Man, and he's just chomping behind him. It's like this huge Pac-Man. So awesome.
Hey, you know, I've been listening to you when I was watching you. Do you ever think you ought to be an actor? Why don't you try that?
I'll try it.
Don't hide your bushel in a sitcom with three other guys where you're just one guy. I mean, do your own show where you talk about cartoons and you talk about me and you talk about important things and you talk about me. Get yourself a show that matters.
I could totally do that. I'd be good at that.
Well, actually, you are a playable character in the new Spider-Man game.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Have
what
you
kind
played
of
the new?
I haven't. What kind of powers do you have?
It's an Activision game.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know. I think I have the powers of Spider-Man. I've seen shots of myself swinging through the city. I haven't played the game yet because I'm terrible at game playing.
Yeah.
Tell you a story about game playing. Hmm. I sat about 2 or 3 or 4 years ago. I sat next to the guy who created the Hulk game originally. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Hey, Stan, how about playing it with me?" You know, I'll do anything. I said, "Sure." So he gives me one of these, controller?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And he takes one.
Right.
He says, "Okay, let's go." And he's doing this. And the Hulk is running around hitting people and smashing people. And I'm sitting like this. If I hit this button, an arm will move. And I hit the wrong button. And if I... So, needless to say, he won,
absolutely.
And I was never invited back.
Wow. He didn't invite you back?
Never invited back.
Because,
I mean,
my man got a problem.
I think he was afraid. I'm such a quick learner that if I sat doing that long enough, I'd be able to beat him.
Right.
I might catch on one day.
Right.
I think we need to have a video game contest or something.
Well, I love these video. You know, these video games, to me, are so incredible because I think they're tougher to do than a movie. Because in a movie, you have a straight storyline. Mm-hmm. In the video game, it can go anywhere, and you've got to prepare for that and work it out and figure how it works. And mm-hmm. to me, it's magic. Well, to me, all movie making is magic.
Absolutely.
And when I see things like The Avengers,
I saw that movie 5 times.
Did you really?
Nice.
5 times in the theater.
Four.
Mm-hmm. Five.
Did I tell you? You really did?
Yeah, no, I really did.
Did I tell you why the movie made so much money?
No, you didn't. Because of you?
You know what? See, you may have noticed they made my cameo very brief,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it was at the end when people are starting to put their coats on or whatever. So what happens? A lot of people didn't see the cameo. As the movie ends, they say to each other, "We didn't see Stan's cameo." So what's the logical thing to
go
do?
Go back and see
go
it again.
Go back to the box office, buy 2 more tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure half of the money the Avengers made is because of people not seeing my cameo. It's very clever of them to make it so brief. I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
It makes a whole lot of sense, to be honest with
and
you.
Yeah.
DC is wondering, well, how come the Green Lantern didn't do any better? Because Stan's cameo wasn't that. I like to confuse them.
Nice. Well, didn't you just film another cameo?
Mm-hmm. I just did. What was it I did for Iron Man? Iron
okay,
Man
you already
3.
Shot it.
I did the. It is the funniest one I've ever done. I wish I could tell you what it is, but they'd kill me. But you've got to see Iron Man 3, if for no other reason. Just my cameo is hilarious.
Well, your cameo was hilarious, and too, when he was like, is that Hugh Hefner? Hey, Hefner. <That's you." laughs>
That was funny. And he didn't even get angry. I thought I'd get a letter from him. How dare you? Right. Not Hef.
No. Are you kidding me? He was psyched. He was psyched for you to
He's
play
He's got him. A great sense of humor. He's a great guy, actually. And then I did Larry King once. That okay. was a little. I was supposed to be somebody else, and I walk into the studio, and they put a pair of suspenders on me. They say, you're Larry King. So I stood there. The camera's on me for a minute. That's it, Stan. Thank you. You can go home now. I don't know what it was all about.
That's funny, though.
How about you? Have you done any cameos?
I've never done any real cameos. I haven't reached Stan Lee status yet to do a cameo where everybody on
no,
the planet
you're
is like,
stuck with leading roles. Gee, you poor guy. You're a real actor.
Sure, if you I'll take that. That's I'll take that. But no, I haven't done any cameos yet.
Yeah, well, you'll get there.
I hope so.
I have big plans. While we're talking, I have big
you're
plans.
You're thinking about
for
it. You're thinking
the
about
wheels
it.
Are turning.
Right. You're gonna write him into a comic book.
First of all. No.
No,
because I don't really, I don't play favorites that way, you see. Otherwise, everybody would be saying, would you write me into a comic book?
Would you write me into a comic book?
No. No, however, there are other things we can talk about doing, but after the show. You, on the other hand, are just going to get the hell home.
Oh, yeah,
sense.
Well, you know.
And you didn't finish your drink. Now, this show is called Cocktails with Stan. And it's not going to seem authentic enough if you don't really imbibe.
It's good.
I feel like we should be doing shots or something, Stan.
No, I
have no idea what we're doing.
No shots. It's good,
Do you have any idea what that is?
It's pink.
I think it's pink.
it's totally pink. Okay, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Turk.
Mm-hmm.
Closer to Dr. Strange or Dr. Doom?
Dr. Turk is closer to Dr. Who was the second one you said?
Dr. Doom.
Oh, wow, Strange.
Yeah?
Yeah. Strange is a good doctor.
Do you know any of his incantations?
No, I don't.
Ooh.
Well, suppose, would you be impressed if I could quote a few of Dr. Strange's incantations?
Absolutely.
One of my favorites is, by the hoary hosts of Hoggoth. Ooh. Now, I'm not going to tell you who Hoggoth is because it's too shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is, by the shades of the shadowy seraphim. I don't know who the seraphim is either, but it sounded good. And he has lots of stuff like that. See, I felt if we're going to do a show about a real magician,
mm-hmm.
I didn't want him to say abracadabra.
Dabra, right.
I wanted to give him his own expressions. And the thing I love, sometimes I go to a comic book convention, and somebody will walk over to me, and he'll say, by the crimson rings of Sidorak. Good to see you, Stan. That's one of the quotes. I figure out of all the millions of people, somebody read Dr. Strange.
Strange is good.
I have the
cartoon movie.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come up with a list, and every time I see you, I'm going to have a new one.
No, there are only three that I can think of. But you can make up, you feel free
I'll
to make
some up
your own.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, should we make
it's
one up
fun.
Now?
It's fun making. I'll tell you a thing I'm very proud of that I made up. Do you remember the Fantastic Four?
Absolutely.
Dr. Doom?
Absolutely.
I wanted him to be the king of his own country. So I gave him a country called Latveria.
Mm-hmm.
There obviously is no such country, but doesn't it sound like a real country, Latveria?
It totally
I mean,
does.
You'd swear it's in the Balkans somewhere.
Somewhere, right?
Yeah, I'm from Latveria. Oh, nice to meet you. So that, of all the things I've done in my life, I think I'm proudest of having dreamed up the name Latveria, which will show you what a shallow human being I really am.
But see, now I think we need to buy you an island and name it Latveria.
That didn't work out too well for some people. I don't know if we need to buy islands now.
No,
buy an island, that's a very expensive toy.
Yes, well, I may not be the one buying it, but
I could maybe buy an inch of ground somewhere. It's so funny, a gardener planted an avocado bush somewhere in back of our house, mm-hmm. and my wife got all upset. She said, it's killing our view. Now, the avocado bush is about this big, but my wife views are very important to her.
Right on.
So even as we speak, I'll bet you that avocado bush is being removed.
Oh.
Yeah. What was the name of your show?
The X's.
Somebody might have missed it.
The X's on TV Land every Wednesday, 10:30.
Do we want to spell it again? Yeah. I think we should spell
it again.
T-H-E-E-X-E-S.
No apostrophe.
No apostrophe.
Tell you what he's going to say when he gets back to the real world and he's talking to his people, you know. Look, I didn't want to be on the show any more than you wanted me to be on it. But for crying out loud, I did mention, you know, the name of our show. That was worth it. All right, I promise I won't do it anymore. But they did let me mention the name of the show.
Stan, I'd come on your show any day, any time. And next time, I promise to be early.
I want you to put his name down. And we'll call him every time we need an extra guest.
I will come through and I will hang out and we could talk. We could talk comics. We could talk life. We could talk anything you want. It's an honor for me to be here.
It's a shame for you to just be an actor because you really are a great speaker. You know, you ought to be a lecturer somewhere. Go lecture. Get the hell out of here and lecture. I don't need any more
conversation. I'll go lecture to you.
No, it was fun having you. Does that mean that we're about finished now?
I think it does.
Really? I never know in these interviews. You know, other professional interviewers, they know just how to end the interview.
Right.
You know, well, nice having you. Thank you. Drop by again. I never know what to say or how to do it. People over there are going like this and cutting. I don't know what it means. Are they cutting their arm off?
Right, right.
That's totally what it means.
Yeah, oh, that's right. They give a lot of that also. So, and the man didn't even finish his drink.
I know. Seriously. Slam that.
I'm not going to slam it.
You can take it. Just send the glass back.
It's better if sipped on.
Oh, that's a little classier. Well, thank you so much.
I
am into class as well. Yeah. I appreciate it.
It's my thing.
Well, thank you so much for being here. That was so much fun.
Thank you for having me.
It was moderately entertaining. Amusing. It wasn't as depressing as it might have been.
He was
a little bit late, but I'm not going to mention it. You notice how gentlemanly I am. I haven't mentioned it more than two. I'm not going to make an issue of the fact that the whole crew was standing around saying,
I appreciate that.
I
appreciate that.
Next time, I'll just tell you we need you a half hour sooner than we really need you.
I'd appreciate that.
That happens all the time to people like you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, it's a really great seeing
you. It's a pleasure.
And I'm going to watch the X's.
Please do.
You better be funny. Better be funnier than you were here, let me tell you.
Okay, I'll do my best. I will do my best. When you see it, I hope you're satisfied.
I'm going to love it.
All right.
Okay.
Jenna, it was a pleasure.
Great.
Oh, and we can't end officially without saying excelsior.
Yeah. I think that's it.